I'm a convert, was baptized in 1988, and when I went through RCIA, they were very sparse on covering limbo. It was almost like one of those topics they weren't comfortable. They thought it might put people off. So yeah. I kind of formed this idea that maybe purgatory was like something that happened, you know, after we died, and maybe even partially happened here on Earth. And I didn't really think about it, but recently read Pope Benedict Saved in Faith, and there was a line in there about how some theologians feel that the pain of purgatory isn't so much punitive, but it's just caused by the encounter with Christ, where you encounter his holiness, and it essentially burns away whatever impurities you have left. And
yes.
So that kind of got me thinking about, is purgatory, again, is it a place or a process?
First of all, Rich, you initially, when you started talking, about limbo, and then you switched to purgatory. So just for the sake of clarity for our listeners out there, I'm not sure if you are equating the two, but in Catholic theology, we distinguish the two. So you have like limbo of the fathers, that refers to all of the Old Testament saints, where they were existing in the afterlife prior to the ascension of Christ. These are those souls to whom Christ descended into the abode of the dead to preach to them the good news, and according to 1 Peter 3:19, and they enter with Jesus into the beatific vision at his ascension. You also have in the theological tradition the limbo of the children. This is something I mentioned earlier, which the church affirmed on an ordinary level, never infallibly, but ordinarily taught, or at least rejected any denial of the limbo of the children, that the idea that unbaptized infants would dwell in the afterlife in a sort of a natural bliss, not hell, of course, but also not the beatific vision. Now, we have to be very careful not to confuse that with what we're talking about here and what you're asking about, namely purgatory, which the church defines as the final purification of the elect before entering into the beatific vision, at least for those who die and are not perfectly holy yet. They do not have the holiness necessary for heaven. So just with those clarifications made, Rich, to get to your question, is it a place, is it a process? Well, with regard to a place...
And also he wanted to know, can we accomplish some of it here?
Here, yes. Okay. So if the question is whether it's a place, the church has never given a definitive statement on it, but you do have Pope Benedict XVI, for example, affirming that it's more of an interior experience of the soul, a state of being in the afterlife, right? A condition of the soul, not a spatial location where the soul is bound by some corporeal reality. With regard to whether it is a process, this is, once again, within the speculative realm of theology. The church has never given any sort of teaching on whether purgatory is instantaneous or it's a process. It could be both. For some, it might be instantaneous for some souls. But for other souls, it may be drawn out. Now, it's not going to be the duration or experience of time like we experience it in this life. Some theologians speculate and call it aveternity, where you have a succession of instantaneous changes. So it's not change in our sense, in physical reality, where you have this progressive, right, actualization of a potential, where it's like something is progressing from A to B in this sort of process, progressive way, but rather it's an instantaneous change. But you could very well have a succession of instantaneous changes, right? And so theologians have called this aveternity. It's not the eternity of God, and it's not our experience of change in this life within the corporeal world, but it is some change nevertheless. Now, with regard to whether we can experience purgatory to some degree in this life, the answer is yes, when understood in this sense, Rich, that remember, purgatory deals with those remnants of sin that impede us from entering into the beatific vision, okay? So the question is, can we deal with those remnants of sin in this life? And the answer is yes. So when you have the guilt of venial sin, you pray an act of contrition, you ask for God to forgive you, the guilt of that venial sin will be removed, right? Whether with the sacrament of confession or even without the sacrament of confession. You also have unhealthy attachments to created goods. Well, we can reorder that through works of charity, works of love, fasting, abstinence, etc. And then finally, by undergoing any suffering in our life out of love and offering it up to God, we can discharge any remaining debt of temporal punishment due for sin. If some of that's remaining after this life, we go to purgatory. If it's completely taken care of this life, we go immediately to heaven.